And Lord, we thank you as you guide us through your scriptures, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as you pour forth your glory like a river, and we drink of your glory as we hear the word of your glory. Lord, we bless you that as you speak to us, you are pouring forth yourself like a river from within your divine self, and we drink of you. Lord, we give all the glory that we are not living here the same way as we have come. For we are blessed because we came into your presence. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give God all the glory. We give God all the glory, and we see that in the word of God, God has encouraged us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. A believer has to keep eyes on Jesus. We have to start understanding the basic things in Christianity, the basic things of God. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We have to keeping our eyes on Jesus. He gave us Jesus for this reason. He gave us his glory, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for us to behold, for us to have the light shining forth from his face. Remember, with him dwells the fountain of life. In his light do we see light. So he gave us Jesus to look at. He gave us Jesus to receive the light shining from the face of Christ. And by that light, we see the light. We see the light. We understand the light. Without the light from Christ first shining into our hearts, into our eyes, we won't see the light of the Word of God. And so you see a great key throughout scriptures. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the word of God, remember? He's written down for us from Genesis to Revelation's Old King James. We know John chapter 5 verse 39 says, search the scriptures. In there you think you have life. These are the very scriptures, very words that speak of me, Jesus. And so, when we are keeping our eyes on Jesus, we are keeping our eyes on the Word of God, according as it is written. So, we keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We keep looking unto the Word of life. We keep searching. That is basic with Christianity. That is basic with the sons of God in Christ Jesus. For God and his word are one and the same. If we want anything of God, it has to be by his word. And we know the word of God has a name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we know the word of God is also written down for us to know, for us to keep looking, for us to be guided through and know the person of the word of God, Jesus. So these are things that are basic in God's kingdom. In Christianity, Christians read the Bible. It is very basic. Remember, God himself said to you and I that if we do not hear his word, if we shut our ears from his word, he will not hear our prayers. So simple. And we know God does all things by his word. God and his word are one and the same. The word of God is sourced in God himself. God is the source of his word, and he speaks his word from within himself. And as he speaks, he pours forth himself like a river. So if you are not listening, if you are not hearing the word of God daily, and you also come to church to hear the word of God, you cannot drink of God. You cannot partake of God. You cannot receive anything from God. God does all things by the word of his power. And so we have to understand the basic things in Christianity. And we must not lose sight of these basic things. Every one of us must hear the word. We must keep looking into the word of God daily. We come to church to hear the word of God so that we know God, we know his ways, we know how to live as sons of God on the face of the earth. We know what is of God, and we know how to live godly lives through the word of God. We also know things that are sinful round about us. I tell you, only the word of God will shine into the darkness to show up darkness for what it is, as darkness. If you don't have the light, which is the word of God, if you don't have the light, you will not know that you are in darkness, and you will not know that darkness is not good. You will not know that darkness is sinful. Through the light of God, we know light, and we also know darkness as what? Darkness. Through the word of God, we know light as light, and we also know darkness as what? Darkness. Without the word of God, you will think darkness is light. You will think darkness is good. You will think sin is the proper thing to do. You will fight for sin. You will say sin is right because you don't have the light of the word of God. And so we see basic in Christianity, in God's kingdom. Without the word of God, we cannot know the way of God, and we cannot not appreciate the way of God as we are meant to appreciate it. And so you can see these things are basic. Reading the Bible is for every child of God. That is the reason why children go to Sunday school, to also learn the Bible, to know the truth to live by, to have truth to guide them throughout their days on the face of the earth, to have truth to shine in the darkness and be able to avoid the dark obstacles of life. Truth is what is the guidance. Remember, the word of God is lamp to our feet and light to our path. And so we see the basic things. The moment we lose sight of looking into the word of God and we think, okay, we can live by ourselves, you will find out that you will not be able to avoid the obstacles, the darkness of this life. And then if you are not careful, if you don't quickly return back to studying the word of God, you'll be swept away in the dark waters. You will become part of the darkness, and you actually think you are living in light, because the darkness is delusion, deceivable. It will deceive you into thinking it is truth, whereas it is sin, it is evil. And so again, in Christianity, The word of God is lamp to our feet and light to our path. The word of God is what shows up darkness as darkness. It is what shows up evil as evil. It is what shows up sinful ways as sinful ways. The word of God will show us the broad and wide ways that lead to destruction, warning us so that we can avoid those wide ways that lead to destruction. And so, without the word of God, remember, God and his word are one and the same. God in through his word and by his word and the word of himself, you see, God and his word are one and the same. He will keep us from darkness as we are looking into the word of God. Remember, God and his word are one and the same. And the same. So, we have to also understand some few things. As Christians, we will go through the troubles, the tribulations, the afflictions of this life, because all round about us is corrupt. It has been made sinful. Remember, God created everything perfect. But right from the Adamic sin, when we, sons of men, we handed over the earth to Satan. Satan corrupted not only man, but everything on the face of the earth. But we thank God that Christ has restored you and I back to fellowship, back to God's righteousness, delivered us from corruption and translated us into the righteous kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the word of God. But remember, we're still in this earthen vessel. The earthen vessel is not born again, and it is still in this corrupt world. So the earthen vessel is not born again, is there with its corruption, and is living in a corrupt world. Now you understand why the scripture says we are not of this world, but we are dwelling in this world. Keep us from the corruption, says Christ to his Father. And we thank God that we have the Spirit of the Father inside of us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. The Spirit of Christ is dwelling in our new born again spirit. That spirit is of God and is righteous, and we give God all the glory. But our spirit man, new born again spirit, is dwelling in the fallen earthen vessel, what we see of you and I, and we are also in the corruptness round about us. So as we are in this earthen vessel, we will go through the troubles of life, the tribulations, the afflictions of life. So how do we do? How do we now handle the troubles, the tribulations, the afflictions of life? These are things Christianity teaches us in the Bible, how to handle the troubles, the afflictions, and the tribulations of life. For there will be many good days and bad days. The troubles of life, the corruptions of life, the tribulations, we know they are of the devil. He is the corruption. He is the man of sin. He is the one who brings things against everyone and uses everyone against themselves. Please let's open to Ephesians chapter 6 and Let's look at verse 12. Ephesians 6, verse 12. We have to understand all these things, whether sickness, poverty, whether any form of lack. We have to understand the devil is the one behind all these things. Wrong doctrines, lies, in whatever name, the devil is the one behind all these things. Please, let's read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Let's go. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we see there his kingdom of darkness, all his demons he has grouped to war against you and I, especially those who hold on to the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Please, let's flip forward to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. We have to understand sin is corruption. Sin is also death, no life of God. And so we see decay. We see things going wrong. We see tribulations, afflictions, troubles of life, because the enemy, Satan, is a dead being, no life of God in him. He is corruption. He is lies. And the work of lies is always, the end is what? Destruction. Please, let's read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 together. Please, let's go. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. You can see, sin is of the devil. Anyone living in sin perpetually, we know, is under the control of the devil. And we see the origin of sin is from the devil. He chose not to obey truth, and so choosing what? Lies and death. But look at the last two sentences. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we see the person with the power of God, he is the glory of God, he is the Spirit of God, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the same glory, the Father of light duplicated himself divinely and called his duplicate Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The same glory. What the Father can do, so the Son will do and does. And so he has power to destroy the tribulation, the afflictions, the troubles of life. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He has power to destroy sickness and replace with health. He has power to destroy the troubles of life and give peace. He has power to do and undo. Power belongs to God. And so we see the promise there for Christians, that in every trouble of life, in every tribulation of life, in every affliction, in poverty, no matter what we are going through that is negative to the will of God, Jesus is available for us. He has already destroyed every tentacle of the enemy concerning us. He has destroyed the root. And so the tentacles are also destroyed. Everything, every bad thing we will go through in this life is already destroyed. We have help in Christ. This is the promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that life is life more in abundance. He has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. So for death, we have life. This is the promise to you and I, Christians. We have life in Christ. And that life is filled with help, is filled with the grace of God, is filled with all that God is. We have help in Christ. That is the promise to sons of God in Christ Jesus. In every trouble of life, in every affliction, in every tribulation, no matter what we are going through, the Bible is quite clear. We have a friend in Christ. We have help in Christ. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Christ, the glory of God, will manifest to you and I all that is in the glory. And I tell you, good things abound in the glory of Christ. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we have promise of deliverance from every trouble of life. We have promise of help in Christ from every trouble of life. Only believe. Please let's open to Psalm 34 verse 19. We will see part of the promise that he will help us from all the troubles of life. Psalm 34 verse 19. And the Lord of the Old Testament, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody knew that the Lord who did all things in the old will be made manifest in the flesh. And so they called the Messiah Lord, Lord, Lord throughout his days on the face of the earth. Lord, 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 because they knew the Messiah to come is the Son of God. And so we see the promise that the Lord will help us, the Lord Jesus given to us to help us. Please let's read Psalm 34 verse 19. Please let's go. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Please let's go again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Now, see a key. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, the just, those who are the sons of God. Very specific. Those who belong to God in Christ Jesus. No matter the troubles of life, will be what? Delivered. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. The Lord Jesus given to us will deliver you and I from all the troubles of life. Please let's flip back to Psalm 18, backwards to Psalm 18, and let's see verse 17. In fact, let's take it from verse 16 to 17, and we will see it there. Again and again and again, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Stone of Israel, the Lamp of God, the Son of God, the glory of God given for us to know and to believe and have help in all the troubles of life. Psalm 18, please let's take it from verse 16 to 17. Please let's go. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivereth me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Look at that. The righteous. Yes, as the enemy speaks lies and wrong things all over the earth, he spews forth proud waters, evil waters. But the Lord Jesus, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Remember, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will what? Raise up a standard against him. And so, verse 17 says, he delivereth me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. So, power belongs to our God. God is the stronger man. No matter what the enemy is doing, God is much, 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 much more stronger than him. We have to understand. So no matter the afflictions and the troubles and all the tribulations of life, we have to understand the Lord Jesus will deliver us. In fact, he has already delivered us. For all the works are already finished at the foundation of the earth. All we have to do is by faith draw what he has done into our situation. And so, we see a great key. The promise is there. He will look after you and I. Please, let's open to John chapter 16. And we will look at verse 33. We see that the same glory called Jesus Christ in his days in the earthen vessel demonstrated to us the glory of God. He demonstrated to us the power of God. He demonstrated to us godliness. He himself went through things in the earthen vessel. And I tell you, we are born again, the born again spirit, the righteous spirit has the glory of God also, and is dwelling in the same earthen vessel, so that we have seen the example of Christ, that he overcame. And if we have Christ in us, our hope of glory, then be assured that we are what? Overcomers in this world. Only believe according as it is written. Please, let's read John 16, verse 33. Please, let's go. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See that? Be of good cheer. He has already overcome all the afflictions, the tribulations, the troubles of life. Christ had overcome all these things. When he went to hell, he by his glory put to naught, destroyed the power, the root of sin. He has already overcome, and throughout his days on the face of the earth, we all know he was without sin. The glory demonstrated to us the overcoming life. So all we have to do is look into the Word of God, look to how God does things, and believe that God is able to do all these things, and that he has power to do all these things, and he will never fail to do all these things because he is faithful. So we keep looking unto Jesus, who is the Word of God, how he is. We keep looking into the Word of God daily, and we also come to church. We keep looking. And so we have seen he has what? overcome the world. Jesus is an overcomer. He overcame in his days in the earthen vessel. And he went to hell to demonstrate the overcoming life. Raised up, death could not hold him captive. In other words, death has no power over the life of God. The life of God is filled with the power of God. Death could not hold him in hell. And so this is the person available to help you and I. The life of a Christian is to keep looking into the Word of God to know the person of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. To know the Lord of the Bible. And the Lord of the Bible we know is Jesus Christ. For everything was handed over to Him by the Father. So we see Him out of the earthen vessel in the Old Testament, and we see Him in the earthen vessel in the New, and later towards the end we see Him out of the earthen vessel but now in the spiritual vessel in heaven, and we give God all the glory. So as He is in this world, so does He expect you and I to be. He overcame everything. He lived according to truth. He performed truth. He Himself knew truth. He studied truth. By age 12, He knew truth. He continued to look into the scriptures, demonstrating to us the Christian life. He continued. Even as a child, He was growing in wisdom. We see that clearly in Luke chapter 2. He grew in wisdom, looking into the Word of God. By age 12, we know he could even, teach the Bible because he himself was being taught by the Holy Ghost who was with him. He was looking into the scriptures. And it's the same thing too. The Christian life is to look into the scriptures. Please, let's open to 1 Timothy chapter 3, and let's read verses 15 and 16. We have to understand Christ himself looked into the scriptures. Everything written about him in the old, he had to learn it again and again. Remember, he was born a baby God. And he grew up into the fullness of God. We have to understand all these things. And it's the same thing. Sons of God have to be taught of God. Remember, he was made manifest in the flesh, not as an adult. No. As a baby God. Please, let's read 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 15 and 16. Please, let's go. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen and amen. So we see from verse 15, truth, pillar. Remember, so mightily grew the word of God till it what? Prevailed. God is truth and is always increasing. Truth is ever increasing. Truth will never decrease. And so we understand Mount Zion, pillar of truth. Truth is always rising. Heaven and earth cannot contain the glory of God. The glory of God is filled with truth and is the source of truth. And so we see truth highlighted in verse 15. Verse 16 says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles. See a great key. God, written down for us, is preached according as it is written. God has the ability to be what he will be. I am that I am. I will be what I will be. So he caused himself to be written down for us. And as we are looking into the word of God now, God is preaching himself to you and I according as he is written. He says, I will be what I will be, but I will be what I will be, and I am that I am. And so we see God is preached. He's written down. God is spirit. God is the word of himself. He is preached. You and I have to hear God. We have to hear the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. As we are hearing the word of God now, we are hearing God. For God and his word are one and the same. We are reading the scriptures. He's guiding us through himself, who is written down for us. And so we see a key. God is preached unto the Gentiles. And the word of God, we have to what? Believe. Believed on in the world. So we see a great key. Believe the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. So if we want anything of God, we have to hear his word. And by faith that is flowing from him, as we hear the word of himself, we believe. And then we can have help. All the help from the troubles of life is available from him. This is basic. God is the helper of the helpless. There's nothing like God helps or heavens help those who help themselves. No. If we want to do the things of God, it is quite clear in John chapter 6, verse 27, it says there, believe Jesus. Any work of God, how? The work of God is to believe on him whom the Father hath sent. If you want to walk the work of God, believe in Christ according as he is written. That is the work of God. Anything outside that is not of God. And so you see, he's the one whom we have to look to. Jesus is the one, the glory of God, called Jesus Christ, sent to you and I to help us from all the troubles the enemy had set up and created on the face of the earth. Only God has the power to overcome the enemy. That is why he loved us. He wants us to be overcomers. He does not want us to be overcome by the troubles of life. And so he gave us his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we have seen how Christ in his days in the earthen vessel, the same way, looking into the word of God, looking into the word of God, praying the word of God with the Holy Spirit with him, that is how he overcame everything on the face of the earth, and he did not sin in his days in the earthen vessel. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 4. And it is the same thing he wants for you and I, so that our testimony should be according as it is written in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17, which says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So Christians do things the way Christ did in his days in his earthen vessel, looking into the scriptures, searching the scriptures at home and in the congregation of the saints under the guardians of the Holy Spirit, and by faith believing. And when we believe, we have grace, all that Christ is, in good times and in bad times. We have help with all the troubles of life. We have help with all the tribulations of life. We have help with all the afflictions of life. For the scripture is quite clear. Upon Mount Zion, there is what? Deliverance and holiness. The house of Jacob possesses their possessions. Who is upon Mount Zion? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We know in Psalm chapter 2, God set his Son beside him upon his holy hill, upon Mount Zion. And so, in Christ is our help. I look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. And so, as Christ is an overcomer, God expects you and I, in all the troubles, the afflictions, the tribulations of life, to be overcomers. Please, let's open to Revelation chapter 3. Are you saying, oh, is it possible to overcome all the troubles of life, the afflictions, the sicknesses, the hardships? Yes, in Christ Jesus. Outside of Christ, no. In Christ Jesus. That is why we have to keep searching the scriptures to know Jesus and believe what we know according as it is written by faith. That is the only source of help for the word of God is also called the word of power, the word of strength, the word of healing virtue. The word of God is also called the word of glory. It is also called the word of might. So if you want to enjoy the power of Christ in the midst of the troubles of life, tribulations of life, you have to believe the words of Christ. Everything, the report, everything the Lord God has put in the scriptures concerning Christ, we have to believe. For when we believe, do we have help from God? Everything, all things are what? Are possible to them that believe. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And so it is possible to overcome all the troubles of life in Christ Jesus. Only search the scriptures daily to know the person of Christ, the person of the Lord of the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord beneath the earth, the Lord who overcame on the face of the earth, the Lord whom we have to pattern as he has done it, so will we if we believe in him according as it is written. Please let's read Revelations chapter 3, verse 21. Please let's go. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Please let's go again. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Amen. So, a Christian has to overcome by Jesus Christ all the troubles, the afflictions, the tribulations of life. It is not to be running helter-skelter over the troubles and tribulations and afflictions of life. It is not to be complaining all over the place, seeking the latest prophet. No, only Christ overcame all the troubles of life. Even father of faith, Abraham, Christ helped him with all his troubles of life. Joseph was helped. David was helped. Even Apostle Paul was helped. Every prophet in the Bible went through troubles of life and they were helped by God according to the word of God. This we have to understand. So, who is more of a prophet than all the prophets? And you think they have power to help you? All the prophets were helped by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of them. All the apostles. Right from the garden. The Son of God helping man is the one to help us out of all the troubles, the afflictions, the tribulations, sicknesses, everything, poverty. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look unto the word of God. His name is Jesus Christ, according as he is written. For God and his word are one and the same. And so again, we see that we will overcome through Christ, for he himself is already an overcomer, seated at the right hand side of the Father. So as he is, so are we in this world. As he overcame on the face of the earth, so also all the troubles of life we will overcome in Christ Jesus. In fact, we have already overcame in Christ Jesus. Please let's look at 1 John chapter 5. And we will see there, believers, no matter the troubles of life, we have strength in Christ to overcome. We have strength in Christ to overcome. In fact, before we look at that 1 John, let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. For us to understand verses 10 and 11. We need the power of Christ. The power of Christ is already dwelling on the inside of us. Christ in us, our hope of glory. But we need to tap, to keep tapping into that power. And that is where you have to continue to read the Bible and come to church. That power is more than enough to take care of all the troubles of life. Only continue to believe the word of power so that you drink of that power and that power can help you. The name of that power is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Please let's read Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 11. Please let's go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See that? We need the strength of the Lord. Who is that Lord? Jesus Christ. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord Jesus. Allow the stone of Israel to fill you with his might. He has given you and I his glory. So really, we are not without power. It is us not receiving the power. The power is in us. Christ in us, our hope of glory. If you believe in him, he has given you power to become the sons of God. And so, be strong in the Lord. How? Looking into the word of God daily and come to church as we are all doing now. We are looking into the word of God, and he will be strengthening us with might by his spirit in the inner man. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. So as we are looking into the word of God, that is the word of his power. That is the word of life. That is the word of our help. God and his word are one and the same. And as we are looking, faith is flowing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That faith pouring forth from God into our heart as we are hearing the word of God, that faith will enable us to believe the word of Jesus that we are looking into daily. And once we believe, all things are what possible to them that believe. So, we receive strength, we receive virtue, might, because we are looking into the word of God daily, and by faith we are believing. And remember, faith also helps us to access or to receive the power of God flowing from God who is dwelling on the inside of you and I. Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. So the Holy Spirit is with us and on the inside of us, and he's pouring forth himself, but we will receive because we are believing the word of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is the same as the glory of Christ. Christ duplicated himself and gave him to us. The same glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are we now, because that glory is our spirit and is also dwelling in our spirit man. And we have to understand that in all the troubles of life, it is the strength of God that is able to overcome the enemy. No matter the troubles, the tribulations, sickness, the afflictions, only the strength of Jesus is able to help us. Now we understand why God gave us Christ, to help us, the helpless men. Male and female created he them. We are all helpless against the enemy. Only Christ has the power to help us. And so we need to put on or to allow the strength of Jesus to fill us. Verse 10 again says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We may be able to stand against the troubles, the afflictions, the tribulations of the devil. It's only by the strength of Christ. Only him. And so we see how to do it. As we are looking into the word of God daily, which is the word of Christ, we are believing by faith everything the scripture says under the guidance of the Holy Spirit concerning Christ. And then the strength of Christ fills our heart, fills every area of our lives. The Holy Spirit will open doors. He will help us at home, at work, on the wayside, wherever we are, He will help us. Any help, are we looking to Him for food, daily food? He will supply. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That glory is filled with all the power of God. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. But how can you believe if you are not looking into the Word of God daily? So the basic things of Christianity, a Christian reads the Bible right from home. You have to teach your children. But how will you teach your children if you don't know? If you don't know, if you have truth, you are able by the Spirit of God to be kept from falsehood. You may even be dwelling in the midst of falsehood, but because you have truth, falsehood is swirling round about you, but it can't enter into you because you are filled with truth. If you know truth and your child knows the truth, no matter where you go or your child goes, that truth on the inside will preserve them. But if you don't know truth, I tell you, you'll be worried because you yourself don't know truth. You'll be fighting in the flesh, doing things in the flesh because you don't know truth. For truth goes with the way of truth. So if you don't know truth, how will you go on the way of truth? Please let's go back now to 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. So now we understand. Believers, we are what? Overcomers like our Lord Jesus. He overcame by the Word and the Holy Spirit. Same way too, by the Word and the Holy Spirit. He said it in His Word. My Father is always with me. Same thing too. The Spirit of our everlasting Father, Jesus Christ, is always with us. And the Word of our Father is always with us. The Word of our everlasting Father, Jesus Christ. For God and His Word are one and the same. Please let's read 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So now we see a key. We are believers according to Romans chapter 10 from verse 8 to 11. We have accepted Christ. We heard the word of salvation. Jesus died for our sins. God raised him up from the dead. By faith we believed, and we became sons of God in Christ Jesus. We are in His kingdom. But we have to understand some basic things. Please let's open to Colossians chapter 2, I think. Yes. From verse 6 to 7. Please let's read it. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Let's read it again. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. See a great key. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus. How did we receive Christ Jesus? Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 11 is quite clear. We heard the word of salvation. All have sinned. Jesus died for our sins. God raised him up from the dead. We heard the words one way or the other, and we believed. So we became born again. So as we heard before, so also are we to continue to walk in him. Remember, we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into God's own dear son, the kingdom of God's own dear son. So he's in us and we are in him. Our spirit is in Christ. Our spirit is one with Christ. So how do we remain, or we continue to abide, or we continue to walk in him? By faith. The same way we heard and believed by faith and confessed him as Lord and Savior, same way we continue to hear the word from Genesis to Revelations. Don't just stop at hearing the word of salvation and you close the Bible and you say, okay, now I'm a Christian. You have to remain in Christ. You have to remain a Christian. You have to remain in God's kingdom. How? The same way you entered in, through the hearing of faith. Through the hearing of the word of God, and by faith you believe, and we receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Through the same hearing of faith, do we continue? So through that hearing of faith, do we continue in God's kingdom? Do we continue to, by faith, believe the word of God as we continue to hear? Do we, by the hearing of faith and the belief of what we're hearing by faith that is flowing as we're hearing the word of God, do we overcome? Because power, life, all that God is will be flowing into us, and we overcame by the power of Christ because we continue to believe the word of Christ according as it is written. And so again, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So you see, being taught there helps us to understand again that we have to continue to hear the rest of the word of Christ. We don't stop at Romans chapter 10 from verse 8 to 11. No, we continue reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. Again and 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 again till Christ comes or till we are called home. It's not just reading it once, again and 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 again. Going through it slowly, knowing what it is in there, and you also come to church to hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Please let's turn back to 1 John chapter 5. And let's zero down to verse 1 again, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Let's drop down to verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Underline that. Faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that. And the spirit of faith that is flowing into our hearts as we're hearing the word of God is used to believe the very words that we're hearing. As we're looking into the word of God at home and together at church, faith is flowing from the Holy Spirit, filling our hearts, and that faith enable us to believe the word of God as God will believe his very own words. And because we believe, that is the key. Faith enable us to believe. Faith will not flow if we are not hearing the word of God daily. See a key. The just shall live by faith. Even the just shall what? Overcome. Every trouble of life, every tribulation of life, every affliction of life by faith. Faith will help us to believe the word of God concerning Jesus according as it is written. We start to believe by faith the person of Christ, how he helped father of faith, Abraham, how he has been helping man from the garden, how he made us, how he helped us in our sins. Everything is there. Now, as we continue to hear the word of God, searching the scriptures, faith will be flowing into our hearts, and we believe everything. And then we also believe that he has power to do all those things according as it is written. He has power to help us and will unfailingly help us. We become fully persuaded. Total belief in Christ. And so victory is ours. Verse 5 says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? See again, faith and belief going together. Then concerning Jesus, the Son of God. There is a great key there. Concerning Jesus, the Son of God. Sons of God have the same glory. We have to understand, it's not only believe in the name of Jesus, believing in the person of Jesus that he is the Son of God. That is the key. Go through the scriptures. Start again. And when you continue, you will see how the Son of God will be manifesting his power in your life, helping you in the troubles of life, the afflictions of life, the tribulations of life. Jesus is the Son of God. God is quite important, for the sons of God have the same what? Glory of God. They share the same glory. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 6. Sons of God have the same glory. So he is the same glory of the ever, of the Ancient of Days. The Father of glory. He is the same glory as Jehovah Elohim. We have to understand the ways of God, they are not our ways at all. God has the ability to divinely duplicate himself and call the divine duplicate Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we have to truly understand the person of Jesus and believe not only in his name, but in the person of the name. If you don't believe that he is of the same glory as of the Father, you cannot benefit. It means you don't believe that everything God does, he can do or will do in your life. So, all things are what? Possible to them that believe. Only believe according as it is written. And so, basic things in Christianity. Jesus, the Son of God, is quite clear. Jesus, the one to help us, is quite clear. And then, for us to live by faith and to overcome all the troubles of life by faith in Christ Jesus is quite clear. The faith of Jesus will enable us to believe according as it is written. The person of Jesus and the name of Jesus, they go together. And so we will continue with understanding the basic things of Christianity next time. Let's give him all the glory. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord.